going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's not what we wanted there.
No, actually, it's very fitting for what we're about to talk about.
Peaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Let's talk about relationships for 1 second, because sometimes when you're really deep into a relationship, maybe you guys have been dating for a year.
Yeah.
You find yourself doing things you would never normally do.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself the question, how the hell did we get here?
That was literally me last night. When it comes to loving someone with your whole heart, you're going to find yourself in those situations where you're in the middle of it and you're like, how did we get here?
Right.
So it's been a year with my girlfriend, Patrice.
Officially? When is a year?
So like, this is like also maybe something we can talk about tomorrow or something, but like our first date was April 7th, but like our official 1 year of like asking each other out was May 31st. So like we're somewhere in the in-between right now.
I guess if...
We've known each other a year. Let's just say
Well,
that.
If I had to choose, I would pick May 31st as the official 1 year date.
So we're just shy of a year here. And I found myself kind of in this situation, and I had a moment last night where I was doing something that I would literally never do. And it's not a big deal. Like I love supporting my girlfriend. But I'm not going to lie. When I was sitting there, I was like, I have some trauma right now. Like, I really do. So my girlfriend is a softball coach.
I guess the music would have made sense.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She had a game last night?
She had a game last night. And I have gone to one game this season.
That's it?
One game. She coaches for a college. So they're traveling around and I'm not hauling ass to Cuca. Sorry, I'm just not doing it.
I don't blame you.
So when they're home and like, you know, doing their thing, I'll go and show some love. I'll go and support.
Yeah, but do you make signs?
I did make a sign one time.
Uh-huh.
But I...
That was probably in the beginning of the relationship.
It was very early on.
When you're like, really trying to go
no
all out.
More arts and crafts for me. But I go to the game last night and I'm like right behind home plate. I'm just like basically a second ump at that point.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, but like I'm there. And I'm,
you're on your phone. Let's
no,
be.
I brought my laptop. I had work to do.
What are you doing on your laptop? You taking Zoom calls?
I was planning the show. I was moving money around. You know, there was a lot of things to. There was a lot of things to be done. So I'm on my laptop. I have an AirPod in. I'm filming TikToks. You know, but I was there, and there was a couple things that I took note of while I was there. One, the feeling of like, okay, I really love this girl because I would never do this. I played, quote unquote, air quotes, played softball in high school. When I say played, I was reserved, basically the team manager.
Right.
And
okay,
I was there
it.
To braid the girl's hair. You know what
right.
I mean?
Brazy, so, do you bring the bats?
No, what? Literally.
What? The bats?
I will never forget. My coach for softball freshman year was a literal monster, sinister. And me and my friend, we weren't good enough to like be on the team, so he kept us as reserved. And one day we were late for a game, and he's like, "Girls on the field, reserved get their bags. I'm like hauling bags like a pack mule. Yeah, it was not great. So I have some trauma around softball, but I was there. I was supporting. But the one thing that I took note of was these parents are intense.
Oh, of course they are.
They give me the ick.
Because now, we're talking about college here. This isn't high school. This is level
up. Oh, this isn't the Pee Wee Leagues, baby. This is the real deal. And granted, it's D3. It's not like it's like...
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious. But the girls are crushing it. Even though they were mercyed last night, but it's fine.
Not to downplay D3 or Division 3.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. It's the modified of college. So I was there, and the opposing team, one of the moms, was passing out ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
My interest is peaked. So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like looking over, and she goes, I'll just say the team. She goes, Fisher fans only.
Fisher fans only. And this is the competition.
Like I'm like ripping her team sweatshirt off. I'm like,
this is the competition. Please tell me you got a Sammy.
I was dripping in the opposing team's gear. There's no way that she would have been able to.
Can you imagine if she looked back, you're behind home plate on your laptop eating an ice cream sandwich that the opposing team gave you?
Now I'm wearing their sweatshirt because I had to. No, it was crazy. But like, I don't know. Some of the parents, like, they're very into it. They kind of give me the ick. I don't know if I will ever be that parent when it comes to my kids' sporting events.
You never know. I mean, your mom was the type of person. Your mother would come and support you at your tennis matches, but be at the wrong court.
She was watching a different girl. My best friend Maddie's like, Bethy, are you looking for Breezy? She's like, yeah, she's crushing it. She goes, she's 10 courts over. But yeah.
I think it's awesome that you went
fan now.
And supported her.
Yeah. And like, I'm not going to lie. Like I was into it. Watching her coach, it did something to me. I was loving it. But
can you see yourself going to every home game?
Well, the season's over, so.
Yeah. So you went to the last game. Just so you could say you put effort in. But in high school, you were braiding people's hair before the game. That's
fully.
And that's how Breezy's Braid Bar got started. That's how that all ended up. Wow. You're a good girlfriend, though.
I know.
I'm sure she appreciated it.
I'm trying my best.
Did you get lucky last night?
No. I was like, but I supported you. She's like, I'm exhausted. I'm like, perfect.
That's so tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.